This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One share of JCP, the JCPenney Company Incorporated, could have been had at the close today for $7 and change, just a slight drop from where it started on a day when the beleaguered retailer named a new CEO. Marvin Ellison comes to the job from Home Depot. He'll be Penny's third CEO in less than 4 years and has quite the job to do because, seriously, what happened to JCPenney and that whole slice of retail that it lives in? Marketplace's Queen of Kim has more.
Once upon a time, department stores like JCPenney were where you went for a bargain. Ira Kalb is a marketing professor at USC's business school.
I know that when I was in high school, my friends went there to buy underwear. So they went to JCPenney to buy things that were not fashionable items, but items where they could save money.
And Kalb says JCPenney still fills that niche and still has a loyal following of mostly older women bargain hunters. The problem, Kalb says, is that the world of bargain retailing has radically changed since Penny's heyday.
Now there's a lot of competition at that low end.
He says JCPenney needs to rebrand itself because Walmart and Target now dominate that space. Richard Church is an analyst at Discern Investment Analytics. He says finding a niche to attract new low to middle income consumers is difficult.
The obvious challenge is how do you retain a customer in a slower growth economic world?
Consumers are buying more online, and they're shifting their spending to gadgets from clothes. While he admires the new CEO, Marvin Ellison, he's skeptical about whether he can bring sexy back to Penny's.
Anybody who says that Penny needs to be sexy, I believe, is not looking at the picture correctly.
Bernie Sosnick is a retail analyst at Guilford Securities. He says Penny's went searching for sexy and it nearly destroyed the company. Now, after a rough couple of years, it's rediscovering its identity and getting its footing back again. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.